Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. George Floyd has been buried next to his mother in Houston, the city where he was raised. That marked the end of his body's physical journey after his killing by white police officers on a Minneapolis street corner 2 weeks earlier.
I believe that a change is gonna come.
500 invited guests attended the funeral service. Nationally known Reverend Al Sharpton delivered a 40-minute eulogy.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost for taking their lives.
It's now reported there was bad blood between Floyd and ex-cop Derek Chauvin, charged with second-degree murder. David Penny worked security with both of them at a Minneapolis nightclub and tells CBS the two men had a history.
What kind of history?
They bumped heads.
How?
It has a lot to do with Derek being extremely aggressive within the club with some of the patrons, which was an issue.
On May 25th, Chauvin and three other officers responded to a call that someone had bought cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill. They detained Floyd and got him onto the ground. Chauvin then pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Floyd's younger brother, Philonis, testified this morning before a congressional committee.
George wasn't hurting anyone that day. He didn't deserve to die over $20. I'm asking you, is that what a black man is worth?
And George Floyd's brother pleaded with members of Congress to implement sweeping restrictions on the use of force by police. On the coronavirus, more than a dozen American states and Puerto Rico are now recording their highest averages of new cases since the pandemic began. Yet New York State, the longtime COVID-19 epicenter, continues to relax restrictions as infections decline. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Congratulations. Long time coming, but you did it. You brought the numbers down.
Finally, here in California.
Action!
Starting Friday, movie houses can reopen here. The conditions? Theater capacity must be kept at 25% or less, 100 attendees at most, all wearing masks. But Millsy and Basil, exhibitors wonder, when they open the doors, will moviegoers really come?